This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Seriously. You know, since some of those socialist sites have been blocking us, slowing us down, not allowing our content out, it's tougher and tougher and tougher to get the numbers up. So whatever you can do to help would be wonderful. You can head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot happening up on the website as well. And again, you know, it's when you look at what's going on, especially in California, I mean, man, if you want to see, again, you want to see what the whole country would be like if it was run by Democrats? This is it. This is the poster child for lunacy here. Yeah, it doesn't get much better than this. Well, depending on your viewpoint, right? You know, it's really funny how the Dems, right? Maxine Waters came out and said a little while ago, "We're sending a message to every Trump-supporting American that you're not welcome here." Think about that. Basically, every Trump-supporting American, you are not welcome here. She's very, very, very articulate about it. She wants to impeach him and tell you to leave because she doesn't like it. She's got no power anymore. Nothing. He's called her low IQ. She's got no power. But then what does she go on and say? This backs up my statement a little while ago when I said they hate Americans. They hate America. Why aren't they feeding our homeless kids? Why aren't they taking care of our vets? She goes on to say, we must welcome everyone who crosses our borders, whether they are illegal or not. So no matter what they believe, where they're coming from, what they've done, no checks, no balances, bring them all in, welcome them all in. Oh, except if they love Trump. I wonder if one of them had a Trump hat on, would she allow them to come in? Just curious. And then I don't know if you guys knew this, but over 50% of the Border Patrol agents are Hispanic. This is like the joke with Xander, right? When I always said that Xander, now Xander's openly gay and he doesn't mind me talking about it. We've had people that have listened to the show that have called him homophobic. He's gay. What's he afraid of himself? This is how much this sickness, this derangement issue, this is how bad it is. 52% of the Border Patrol agents are Hispanic, and a large number of those are females. Oh no, what are you going to do with that? And this is the one I love the most, the Philadelphia Craigslist ad. Now, obviously, you never know whether these are real or not until you go ahead and apply for one. So I'd love for one of you to call and apply and let me know the response you get. Okay? It's a Philadelphia Craigslist. It says, stop Trump, up to $1,500 a week. Hiring immediately, call today, start tomorrow. $15 to $18 an hourly rate, plus a bonus, plus overtime, up to 77 hours a week. Drivers will also earn gas reimbursements. Morning and evening shifts are available. No previous experience required. Full and part-time positions. Weekend positions. No fundraising. No commissions. Call. Write this down. Hey, look, I don't know if it's real or not, but might as well check it out.
I'm going to call him.
267. I should call him, huh?
Yes, you should.
Maybe I'll do that over the weekend and record it.
Okay.
267-606-5147. Come on, write it down. Come on, 15, some of you need money, right? So what you could do with them is, you know, if they want you out protesting, you can protest in your MAGA hat and get paid for it. Maybe. $15 to $18 per hour. That's your compensation. 267-606-5117. I'm sorry, 5147. 606-5147. 267-606-5147. I feel like I'm doing a commercial. I guess I am.
You are.
So, you know, they probably already have so many positions open. So the more of you that apply, the better off. You know, you're going to slow them down to a crawl. Because I'm sure they're going to check you out. Right? I'm just saying. Kirsten Gillibrand says that Trump's Supreme Court would criminalize women. That's right. We'll have no more women. See, we're not the ones that hate women. That's the problem. We love women. And they're worried that his next Supreme Court appointee could overturn Roe versus Wade. And you know how I feel about that. How I look at that. There's a fine line between drawing about whether we're going to criminalize women, whether we're going to be arresting women for making decisions about their bodies. This is not a fire drill. This is not a hypothetical case. That's what Gillibrand was. Now, I'm sorry. Who's spewing fear and hate? This is presumably in reference to the idea that Roe versus Wade, the famous Supreme Court case that legalized abortion in all 50 states, could be overturned by a reshaping of the Supreme Court. Here's the deal on this one. I think it's kind of funny. Every other civilized nation on the planet, except for two or three, do not allow abortions after 22 weeks unless the mother's life is in danger. Right? Majority of Americans, I mean, close to 80% of Americans want some kind of restriction on abortion. Being that if it's a viable person, if the mother's health is not, or mother's life is not in danger, then can't have the abortion. So I would be in the majority. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Some messed up white people. Okay, sit down. Don't want you to hurt anything. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you can head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can buy the coffee mug that I had just left the area here. It was here a minute ago. You can buy a coffee mug. There's just a lot you can do on the air. I mean, on the website. We were talking about, they claim that it's the Republicans that do the fear-mongering. Remember when Obama was in office, anything that we said that criticized him, we were either racist or it was fear-mongering. One of the two. But anything that they do is not. Anything they do is right and correct and the right thing to do and ordained by God. Seriously, no joke. So let's Before I comment on this anymore, you see, is there a clip here? Yeah. Let's hear what Gillibrand, is it? Yeah, Gillibrand had to say. Maybe. We'll see. Are you there? Yeah. Okay.
Is a line that's been drawn about whether we are going to criminalize women, whether we are going to be arresting women for making decisions about their bodies. This is not a fire drill. This is not a hypothetical case.
She must mean like when Joe Biden said that we would put them all back in chains if we get the power. I don't know who them he was talking about. We weren't the ones that put them in chains to begin with. We weren't the ones that tried to get them back into chains. We weren't the ones that took their property away and so much more. Seriously. And if you guys on the left would do your homework, if you young people would actually, if you really want to know the truth and you hate being lied to, why don't you go find out who truly freed the slaves, who truly gave women the right to vote, who truly gave women their freedom to be free in America? It was not the Democrats. And if they tell you that the parties switched places, I don't know, in the middle of the night, I guess they ran to each other's whatever. Didn't happen. Never happened. So now she's going down the road of trying to scare women because, frankly, they did well with women. You know? Trump did well with women. I know people are surprised to hear that, but it's true. But again, she's drawing a line in the sand so you know how serious this is. Just like Joe Biden. Not a hypothetical case. Well, actually, it is. It's hypothetical because we haven't voted on it, made it happen, put up a bill to make it happen. None of that. Isn't it funny how everything the Republicans do to Dems say they are doing A, B, and C before we even have a chance to make the mistake or for the outcome that they think will happen? What happened to the 20 million people that were supposed to die when Obamacare went away? Are they keeping it hush-hush? Does some of you, does anybody out there know? Have you seen the body count? Have you seen where they're burying all these bodies that were going to go away the minute that the Obamacare, I mean, it's been gutted. It's almost not even noticeable anymore. So, she's screaming about Roe versus Wade, the famous court ruling that legalized abortion in all 50 states. But remember something, when they go back and read what was said about that at the time, it was not meant to be wholesale abortion. It was not meant to be that so-called freedom that if you thought you were going to have a boy, you could abort it. If you thought you were going to have a girl and you wanted a boy, you could abort it. If you were told it was going to have blue eyes and you wanted green eyes, you could abort it. It's not like a, I mean, it's almost like you treat it like a bad piece of candy. You know, you take a bite or two, yeah, I'm not so much, yeah, this is, I don't want this. And you get rid of it. Like, there's no feeling, no anything. You know, we wonder why these people, Tammy and I have talked about this in the past, some of these people look so cold. Some of these killers that look so cold. There's nothing between the eyes. There's no feelings. Part of that, as many have said, doctors have said, psychiatrists have said, we're desensitizing these kids with the, not just the violent video games, but the way we approach stuff, the way we talk about things. You know, and yes, there are many conservatives that want to overturn Roe versus Wade. How would you do that? And I've always said the same thing from this seat for almost 10 years now. I've been saying, you look at making laws didn't work. Just ask God how that worked out for him. Remember the Ten Commandments? I mean, the Jews fell right in line when that happened, didn't they? No, they didn't. They still screwed up big time, all the time. Jesus came and gave us two. Say, you boneheads can't follow the other 10. Here, try these two. If you do these two, the other 10 will fall in line. The other 8 will fall in line. Right? I mean, think about it. And here you think, my friends on the right, that you're going to legislate morality by making abortion illegal. That worked for, let me see, because we make fun of the left for the same stuff. Make carrying a gun illegal, and it'll all go away. Violence will stop. And we make fun of them for saying that. So you make abortion totally illegal, and abortions will stop, right? No. Yeah, your right to be harder to get. They'll find a way to get it. They did before. Seriously, think about it. Think about how that... You need to change the hearts and minds of people. You need to change the hearts and minds of our young people. You need to change their attitude towards the value that they actually have. What they mean to family, what they mean to God, what they mean to themselves, or what they should mean to themselves. You can make all the laws you want. We got plenty of them. But if people don't believe in them, they think you're over the top, they think it's wrong, you know, you're squelching somebody's rights. And you know what? They know it's partisan. They joke about this all, you know, but they know it's partisan. Why else are they telling Donald Trump that he's got to wait, because they really believe they're going to get the Senate and the House? I don't believe so at all. And wait for what? Because they believe they're going to take control. And if they get control, then they're going to decide who's going to be in the Supreme Court, not the president. We're back to this crazy stuff. See, it was what I was saying earlier. If you believe it was wrong 10 years ago, whatever it is, then it should be wrong today. If you believe it was wrong to force the president to wait, you know, after the election, then why would you want to force this president to wait for the election? Is it two wrongs make a right? Is that how that works? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John DeMester.
The editorial page in the Friday edition of the Capital Gazette simply listing the names of the journalists shot and killed Thursday afternoon in Annapolis, Maryland. The heading simply saying this page intentionally left blank today to commemorate the victims of Thursday's shootings at our office. Meantime, investigators learning more about that attack. Here is Wes Adams. He's the state attorney.
Evidence that suggested a coordinated attack, the barricading of a back door, and the use of a tactical approach and hunting down and shooting the innocent victims in this case.
The president says he'll announce his pick to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy July 9th. Kennedy announcing on Wednesday he'd retire this summer. The president with a list that he's narrowed down. The AP saying two women on his short list. Pro-lifers are hopeful the president will pick someone who will protect the unborn, some calling it the battle of our lifetimes. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Got a lot of good news coming up over the next few weeks. But I'm not telling you. You got to come back to find out. Mid-July. I'm just trying to tease them. I don't know how, though.
Jesus, me too. I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. We've been working on for weeks, months.
I have no idea.
Huh? I don't know. Really? For the promos that I've been working on?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, you look so excited.
I'm very excited.
Okay. Yeah, I just think I'll have to wear a wig. They already think I wear a toupee. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really am. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So let me finish up with the Gillibrand story. You know, again, the Democrats doing it again, trying to scare you into believing that Republicans want women, you know, barefoot, pregnant, unable to get an abortion, in the kitchen, not allowed to drink, smoke, talk, or anything else, to take away their right to vote, to drive car. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's the Saudis. I'm sorry. And just like Joe Biden, you know, telling the black people that the Republicans wanted them back in chains. Oh, yeah, you vote them in, they're going to put you back in chains. You know, they've been the Dems have been voting in. The African-American community has been voting in Democrats for years. And the Democrats have done a great job of keeping them in chains, keeping them slaves to the government, keeping them dependent on programs and other things of the government. You know, most of the black people that I know, most of the black friends that I have, they don't believe in affirmative action. It's an insult. It makes them, you believe that they can't do it. That's the difference. The Dems believe that others just can't do it on their own. We believe you can. You give them a little help. You give them a little guidance, a little education. Under the Dem education system, the black community takes a beating in major communities across the country. Check it out for yourself. Go look at the communities that have the worst record when it comes to black kids graduating, what their reading levels are and everything else. Go look at who's being... One of the worst ones is LAUSD in Los Angeles. They have kids graduating high school that can't read, and I don't mean one or two. I mean a lot. Because they lose federal funding, they lose state funding, if they don't graduate these kids. So, yeah, they're in it for the kids. Can't you tell? So anytime you hear this from a Democrat legislature, how much we hate you and how much we want to put you in chains and how much we want to do, you need to go check it out on your own. If you don't check it out on your own and you still vote for these people, then you deserve what you get. Nancy Pelosi told you she's going to raise your taxes. She had no problem telling you that. Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. I don't know how that happened. Put that in the wrong place. That's how that happened. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5560. Okay, again, this is why you guys have to pay attention. You have to stand up. You have to stand up for your kids. You don't care what the teacher says. You don't care what the principal says. You don't care what the school board says. You need to make as much noise, make them as uncomfortable as humanly possible. There's a local school, not here, I'm sorry, a school that banned parents from viewing LGBT videos that were shown to their kids. Look, I don't care what movie it was that you showed to my kids. I better be able to see it. I better be able to know what you're showing my kids, or I'm going to have a field day with you. The 4 days last April, students at Emmaus High School in Pennsylvania were forced to watch videos selected by the student-led Gay Straight Alliance. Now, the videos range from 9 questions gay people have about straight people to a compilation of clips celebrating marriage equality. There was also a video educating students about gender fluidity and the idea there's no such thing as male or female. I wonder, did they do away with the biology class there, too? You think? I have to ask, because I don't know how you go from that into your biology class. My son expressed to me that he felt bullied by the administration for being a heterosexual man and being forced to listen to the LGBT advocacy on a daily basis. According to one parent, the East Penn School District claimed that the videos showing during daily announcements were about anti-bullying in the LGBT movement. But parents argue it was more about indoctrination, and when they asked to see the videos, the school district refused. Now, they probably said something like, well, there's kids in there, and you're not allowed to see, you know, we're not allowed to put that out. Well, then you shouldn't show them to my kids either. If you can't read the book from the dais of the school board, if you can't play the movie from the dais of the school board, if you can't show it to everybody, you shouldn't show it to anyone. It's a gross violation of parental rights, said Liberty Counsel attorney Richard Mast. Liberty Counsel is a law firm that specializes in First Amendment liberty and religious liberty issues. It's calling on the district to immediately release what they called the 4 pro-homosexuality videos shown as part of the district's Unity Week and Day of Silence. It does not pass the straight face test for the district to claim. It need not provide parents with the actual video links, although the district required more than 2,800 students to view them. No parental notice, no parental permission, no opportunity to opt out. Now, I know some of you on the left don't really see the reason. I've talked to you. I've talked to some of my local, I won't say friends, but my local acquaintances. I do have friends that are gay and lesbian, but local friends who've said, you know, there's no reason because the parents are too stuck up. The parents won't understand. Well, the parents have a right not to understand, or they have a right to understand. They have a right to either keep their kids out of it or put their kids in it. You never have a right to force kids to believe what you want them to believe above the parents. Unless we're talking about flat-out hate. But you guys tag hate as a whole different thing. If I don't agree with you, it's hate. If I read a scripture from my Bible, it's hate. Parents took their concerns to the school district, but they were rebuffed. Since when does a public school in the United States of America have the right to block a parent, tell them they'll not allow them to see the controversial partisan programming that they're requiring their children to watch? Another parent asked in a letter to the district, "We have every right to expect that our children are not being subjected to partisan indoctrination in our public schools. And they're right. They're paying taxes. They have as many rights as you do. Superintendent Michael Schilder said the video presentations were compiled by a school's gay-straight alliance as part of the student project and are therefore off-limits to parents. So what the superintendent is saying is that we can show kids, we can show things to your kids that you're not allowed to know about, allowed to stop us, allowed to have pre-knowledge, or even say anything about. And you wonder why there's people advocating for homeschooling. Student work and student expression must always be protected, he told the morning call. Really, but what about protecting the students and the parents' right to raise the kids, the little human beings, the way they want to? A parent, remember, the public has no right to view or access student term papers, speech, or multimedia projects. Well, was there, I'm curious, was there also an opposite side of that presentation? Was there, you know, a marriage is between one man and one woman kind of thing? Right? Was there a biology rebuff to know that there aren't, that there are only two sexes? I mean, seriously, if it's a project and it's a school and you're trying to teach them what the truth is and what's really going on, why wouldn't you? Parents said that they were told that they had absolutely no say in what their children were being exposed to at the schoolhouse. It was told by the superintendent that parents have no right to view these videos. One person said in documents provided by the Liberty Council, I would appreciate knowing why I was not afforded the opportunity to opt my son out of this. Now, the LGBT activists have accused the moms and dads of being homophobic. See, of course, that's right where they go. They're gay, they're homophobic, they're anti-gay, they're anti-lesbian, they're anti-whatever. Which is not true. Actually, the core issue here, the core value here, the core thought here is, do parents have a right as to what their kids see in school or not? Yes or no? It's that simple. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. She bet she wasn't such a jack wagon. I love the way she sings. You know who that is, right? Bette Midler? God. Her and, what was it? Her, Cher, and somebody else. I don't remember who it was. They were on stage doing those great voices. Now I got to give them up because they're such jack wagons. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. I can't ask you to do it if I'm not willing to do it. You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us, being with me. And I do appreciate your time with me. Because I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one. So thank you. Really that simple for me. Thank you. So, we were dealing with or talking about the why public schools, or some public schools, I'll say, not all, feel like you as a parent don't have a right to know what your kid's learning, to approve what your child is learning, to opt your child out or opt them. Some of them are it, let me tell you. But you see what I'm saying here? I mean, it's almost like once your kid, and you know, Sam Sorbo, when she comes on, she says it. For my Christian friends, why do you send your kids to CSER to be taught, to be educated? Makes no sense. And if you have to do it, if you have to work and you have to do it, then really what you need to do, you need to check their homework. You need to check what they're learning. You need to talk with them about what went on in school, what they heard, what they learned, what's happening. I have a friend of mine with four girls. He's given up on California. He's leaving. And we've heard this more and more. I don't want to hear it's a low number. It's not. It's a very high number of people that live in California. And it isn't just because of the taxes. It's because they've gone out of their minds here as to what they're teaching your kids and, you know, what they're forcing your kids to learn. Now, the LGBTQ activists have accused, see again, they don't accuse, they bully the moms and dads of being homophobic or anti-gay. The parents say the core issue is about whether the parents have a right to know what their children are being taught. For the record, neither Liberty Council nor the parents have contacted us to object to the district promoting kindness among students or actually bullying where it exists or promoting Unity Week. That's according to the superintendent. Of course not. Right? You know, this is the game they play. Look at the word game. They haven't contacted us to tell us that they are against us promoting kindness. Of course they're not against you promoting kindness. I want to see what's in the videos. I want to see what's in the curriculum. I want to know what you're telling my kids. I would like to know from a superintendent, school board, whatever. How do you fix or line up? Now, maybe it's verbiage. I don't know. But how do you fix or line up the fact that biology tells you there's two sexes, but the politically correct posse tells you that there are as many as you want to be, that the sexes or genders are a construct? So is biology a construct? You either believe in science or you don't. That's what you tell me all the time. So if biology says you've got an X or Y chromosome and that's it, and every once in a while, in hundreds of thousands of births, you get it a little mixed up. And it's not even genetic. So which is it? Do you believe in science or don't you? And I don't want to hear, I had this discussion with some Democrats, go, it's not that easy, you don't want to alienate those people. Well, first of all, I don't know who those people are. Humans are humans. There are no those people in my life. You want to put labels on them, you want to partition them out, you want to make them into little denominations, fine, go for it. But I'm not going to do it. Again, there's two chromosomes. Figure it out. The law is clear. The parents, not agents of the state, including teachers, and certainly not any particular group, whether it's the gay and lesbian group or the straight group, whatever it is, or the teacher or the student affiliations, have the right to direct the upbringing and association of minor children. It does make you wonder why the school district does not want parents to know what was shown to the children. What are they afraid of? What's the secrecy? Wouldn't you want transparency? Wouldn't you want to let the people know that you're willing to be transparent? Liberty Council President Matt Staver told the Todd Stearns radio show that there's no doubt that the school district is trying to indoctrinate students. It's troubling that the school district... Look, if they weren't, if they had no problem with it, show them the video. Really that simple. Show them the video. I mean, if it's a class project... And it's not for the general populace. Why would we show the other kids in the class? If it's that hush-hush. It's troubling that the school districts intentionally try to hide the LGBTQ program from the parents. The school district has harmed students with all, you know what? It's whether it's LGBTQ, white supremacy, white privilege, what is it? Toxic masculinity. Look at all these things that are aimed at putting down our kids. Isn't this the group that always tells us that we should be building up, we should be working with our young people, we should be helping them overcome? And all you do is constantly pound on them on how nasty they are, how bad they are. How bad it is that you're white. How bad it is that you have privilege. Or claim to have, or you claim that we have privilege, whatever. Right? And it's, and I got to tell you something. It's getting old. That's why you're losing. Because even people on your side are seeing the message and going, this ain't right. And this is getting old. Soros is at it again. The New York Times wrote that Clinton and Soros paid women to accuse Trump of sexual assault. You know, I said that earlier when we were talking about certain things. Like, where were these women that accused Trump? I mean, if they truly feel like they've been violated, if there's truly something wrong, and frankly, if he's guilty, he needs to go to jail. He needs to be prosecuted and go to jail for this kind of thing, just like Harvey Weinstein. Although it should be relative, you know, I mean, what was it, 30, 40, 50 women accused Harvey, and he got brought up on two charges. Isn't that nice? Investigative reporter John Solomon, writing for The Hill, revealed that payouts were made by the attorney Lisa Bloom to women who were willing to come forward with stories of sexual harassment against President Trump. One accuser was offered $750,000. Another had the mortgage on her home paid off. The New York Times on Sunday revealed the names of two of the backers, and both are tied to the resistance. You ready for this? Soros and Hillary Clinton. The New York Times named David Brock, a George Soros henchman, and Clinton's longtime friend Susie Tompkins, Buell, who steered hundreds of thousands of dollars to the effort. Before, we've heard this stuff before, but we need to keep it in the forefront. We need this stuff to keep coming up. Two Democrats familiar with the arrangement said that the nonprofit group founded by Mr. Brock, American Bridge 21st Century Foundation, gave $200,000, while the fashion entrepreneur Susie Tompkins Buell, a major donor to Mr. Brock, gave $500,000 to Ms. Bloom's firm. Now think about that. This money's been moved around to have these women taken care of, and that's no big deal, right? Dinesh D'Souza went to jail. I think it was $20,000, maybe $30,000 max. These guys, nothing. It was not productive. Didn't go anywhere, did it? One woman, according to some of these papers, one woman requested $2 million, but Ms. Bloom said they decided not to come forward and they didn't do anything with that particular woman. What if they had $2 million they didn't know what to do with it? They were sure it was going to take down Trump. That's Soros. That's cookie jar money for Soros. Buell, founder of the Esperit clothing line, is a close friend of Hillary Clinton and a left-wing donor. Her Facebook page is extreme left, includes support for the Marxist hate group. Well, actually, many Marxist hate groups. David Brock not only has ties to Hillary Clinton and George Soros, he's a resistance. Not only to Trump, but all of them, Fox News and others. In January last year, the Washington Free Beacon obtained a confidential memo. I hate what they say, from a confidential memo from an unknown or an unnamed source. It was from a longtime Clinton ally, David Brock, that alleged that he'll use his PAC, American Bridge, to set the wheels in motion to impeach the president. This will be a multi-year project, he said. He hoped to build a network of donors that rivals the right-leaning Koch brothers. Yeah, because whenever you look at the numbers, the Koch brothers don't come anywhere near what the Dems get with this kind of stuff. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Look, head up to the website, realside.com. You can always watch live there. You can listen live. You can pick up the podcast. There's a lot you can do there. You get to our YouTube channel. We've got all kinds of things happening up there. And I do appreciate your time that you spend with us. I appreciate the time that you engage. That's part of it, to engage. Let us know that you like what we're saying, you like what we're doing. Joe@therealside.com. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. We want you back here next week.